If you want to do a show about American Muslims, there's no better place to go than Dearborn, Michigan, home to the largest mosque in the U.S. and the largest population of Muslim families.
I mean, you're going to see five families, five American Muslim families, you know, living their ordinary, everyday lives.
That's Nawal Aoud describing the show All American Muslim for us here on The Takeaway. She and her husband and their new baby were among the families the show follows. We spoke with her just a few days before the show went on the air. It's now been on the air for a month. But in the intervening time, the Florida Family Association mounted a very passionate campaign against the show. And last week, one of the show's advertisers, the home improvement chain Lowe's, announced they would no longer run their ads on All American Muslim from TLC. Lowe's issued the following statement on its Facebook page. It says, Lowe's has received a significant amount of communication on this program from every perspective possible. Individuals and groups have strong political and societal views on this topic, and this program became a lightning rod for many of those views. As a result, we did pull our advertising on this program. We strongly support and respect the right of our customers, the community at large, and our employees to have different views. If we've made anyone question that commitment, we apologize. Well, the blogosphere went crazy, not just the blogosphere. Editorials and newspapers and people's Facebook pages went crazy, both on both sides of the issue. Here's Kishwar Vikas, who writes for the blog Sepia Mutiny, and she says she's pretty angry.
I'm a Pakistani-American, and I have a lot of friends who really enjoy the show. So when I found out that a hardware store that I frequent, you know, when I need certain things for around the house, was pulling advertising, I took it quite personally.
Joining us this morning is Sami El-Mansouri. He serves on the Immigrant Rights Task Force of the Office of the Borough President of Manhattan. And Sami, you've started a petition to Lowe's asking that they, I'm quoting here, stand up against the bigots of the anti-Islam, Islamophobia industry. You're asking that they re-up their advertisements on All American Muslim?
That's correct, yes. We are asking that they go ahead and restore their advertising and that they take a stand against the bigoted decisions that went behind that rescinding of the advertising.
So I'm going to assume here that you feel that the opposition to the show is completely based on prejudice. The Florida Family Association that kind of spearheaded the protest said, and I'm going to quote here as well, said, this show profiles only Muslims that appear to be ordinary folks, while excluding many Islamic believers whose agenda poses a clear and present danger to liberties and traditional values that the majority of Americans cherish. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, the suggestion is just absurd. I mean, to even imagine or suggest that somehow, you know, that every single time there's a show about any particular group of people that there has to be a placement of some stereotypical minority, in this case, extreme minority, of a group is absurd, you know, and it's a very dangerous type of suggestion, and it really says a lot about our programming in general. So, you know, I don't even know how to respond to that, to be honest.
Well, Cindy, maybe I can get you to respond to what kind of business decision this is for Lowe's. They seem to be making more headlines by pulling their advertising than they did by actually buying it.
Sure. Well, this is an interesting one for brands and companies today because, obviously, I mean, an advertiser, you know, has the prerogative to place their advertising and to withdraw their advertising, you know, wherever they wish. However, these days, you know, and you just highlighted this in the introduction to the segment, those decisions once upon a time used to be very private and very contained. And now, depending on the context, they become very public ones. And so I think that the real issue for any brand contemplating doing that is really about the reasons they give for that decision and how those are perceived by the rest of the world. And in Lowe's case, their statement would appear to imply that they have pulled their advertising because the discussions around this show got very lively and very controversial, and they are withdrawing from that debate altogether. And to my mind, that is not the best approach to take when you are a very large national advertiser.
You know, I wanted to put to you this comparison that my director, Jay, says. He wonders why nobody pulls their advertising from a show like Mob Wives. I mean, if you're going to talk about a show that could be connected with criminal activity, could be connected with a great deal of violence, why not protest that one?
Well, the interesting thing is that, and this is obviously a couple of years back, but I just remember Domino's Pizza pulled their advertising from the very first season of Jersey Shore quite early on after a couple of episodes had run. And they also, at the time, were very non-specific about why they'd done that and described as it was an internal decision, it was just not the kind of content you want to be associated with. And I think the key thing for brands and companies to realize today is that, in a way, this decision of what you advertise within and what you don't needs to be taken very much in the same spirit as any person would make a decision coming across a, you know, difficult, lively, controversial situation, which is actually to make a decision according to the values of your personal brand and what you believe in. So,
as opposed to giving in to protests. I should also mention, since you mentioned Jersey Shore, that famously Abercrombie and Fitch asked the situation not to wear their clothes anymore. But let me go back, Cindy Gallup, an advertising consultant. Let me go back to Sami El-Mansouri here at the end. Sami, why pick on Lowe's? There were a number of other companies that the Florida Family Association said pulled their ads from the show.
Absolutely. You know, Lowe's particularly is, you know, the center of attention, more or less, because they're the only company that publicly acknowledged having done that. There is a lot of speculation regarding which companies did or did not. And if you look at the wording of the petition and a lot of the efforts that are out there, it specifically is actually directed towards the other companies. Lowe's is kind of something that is being mentioned because they admitted it, and they came out publicly and said, yeah, we made the decisions, and yeah, this is, you know, why we did it. But the other companies pretty much were trying to say, come out publicly, make your statement known, and tell the public, you know, let the public know. And let them know that, you know, yeah, we cowered, we caved in, and we pretty much made our executive decisions based upon a fringe minority, not based upon, as mentioned, our values.
Sami El-Mansouri, he serves on the Immigrants' Rights Task Force of the Office of the Borough President of Manhattan, has started this petition to Lowe's asking them to reinstate their advertisements on the show All American Muslim from TLC. And, of course, a friend of The Takeaway and advertising consultant Cindy Gallup. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.